So the Canadians are off to the polls tomorrow in their snap election. The idea was for Trudeau to capitalise on COVID and seek a majority. He went 2 years early, but it hasn't gone to plan. Political commentator, former advisor to Trudeau himself, Amanda Alvarez, with us. Morning to you.
Good morning.
As we sit here this morning, what do you reckon Trudeau's chances are?
Well, as we're looking, to the next few hours, we're probably going to be looking at another Liberal minority. That's where people are placing their bets this morning. But because we have mail-in ballots for the first time, we could be in one of those scenarios where we don't actually find out for another 24 to 48 hours, depending on how tight this race is.
In looking at a Liberal minority, that means basically his risk didn't pay off, doesn't it?
Well, I guess that is the way that some people will see it, for sure. Certainly, when he first looked at calling this election, the polls were suggesting that the electorate was not looking for a change, that they were satisfied with the way that the pandemic was handled, that they were looking toward the future, and they felt that the Liberal government had done a good job. As it turns out, we've seen a lot more anxiety amongst the electorate as we're looking at a potential fourth wave. And some of that has really trickled down into how people feel about the election being called in the first place.
A couple of parties many of us in this country won't necessarily know, the New Democrat Party, the Populist People's Party. Is that vote being split away from the two major parties?
To some degree it is. Certainly the New Democrats, the progressive vote would really split between the Liberal Party and the New Democrats. The New Democrats are obviously a relatively established party in the country with a well-known and popular leader. So you can see a split there. The People's Party of Canada, less so, although we've seen their numbers rise over the last couple of weeks. It's still fairly unlikely that they'll gain potentially a seat, maybe one or two, whereas the New Democrats are looking to take upwards of 20 seats.
As far as a minority is concerned, how badly is that hindered his ability to do business?
Well, the reason why he called the election in the first place was to really get a clear mandate, to be able to push legislation through, to not be encumbered by the opposition parties who are really blocking some of the legislation in the last session of Parliament. So it will be challenging. It will be especially challenging as the Conservatives gain potentially more seats in this election, the Liberals potentially losing some seats. So the balance of power really shifts, and the Liberals are going to have to work hard to find alliances, likely with parties like the New Democrat Party, where there's a lot of symmetry when it comes to issues like childcare and healthcare, and look to find those alliances in order to push some really critical legislation through.
Amanda, appreciate your time very much. Former Trudeau advisor Amanda Alvarez out of Canada this morning, and she says those mail-in ballots may be 2 or 3 days. The vote is tomorrow, maybe 2 or 3 days before we know the final result, especially if it's close.